This week's Parsha is Parshat Shemini, and in Chamishi, Parsha Shemini, so right already earlier in the Parsha, Nadav and Avihu, they offer their weird fire thing, they're killed, and now Aharon and his two sons, remaining sons, Azarni and Tamar, are supposed to continue with the consecration of the Mishkan, but they are now in a state of mourning, right? A loved one has just died, and so they're in this funny position. And so the question is, what should they do with these korbanot? So Moshe notices that the Kohanim, right, Aharon, Azari, Tamar, have not partaken of the korbanot, rather right, being offered as part of the consecration of the Mishkan. And Moshe gets upset, like, Tzof Moshe. And Aharon turns to Moshe and says, well, you might have noticed, but we're kind of, we're in this funny position right now. These things happened today, namely, Nadav and Avihu have died. Are you sure that it's what Hashem would want for us to start eating korbanot now, right? Korbanot are meant to be eaten. We learn from Parshat Ki Tavo in a state of simcha. And we are not in a state of simcha. We are, says Aharon, we're in a state of aninut. Right? We're grieving right now. Are you sure that Hashem wants us to eat these korbanot? And Vayishma Moshe, Vayitav Beinav. That's how the Aliyah ends. Moshe here is like, you know what? You're probably right. What's striking about this story, this episode, is that according to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, this is the source of the Torah for the mitzvah, midoraita, to grieve, to mourn. The mitzvah of avilut, right? When an immediate family member, a parent, sibling, child, or spouse dies, then there's a mitzvah to mourn, to grieve, right? And all the practices that we are familiar with around avilut sort of stem from that, though the presumption is that only the first day, right, that first immediate day, would be midoraita. And that's the view of the Rambam, and he derives it from this story about Aharon saying, I don't think we should eat this korbanot today. Now, the truth is, Rambam is not so sold on this idea to the point where, when he gets to the Mishneh Torah, he rejects this and finds another source from Tumat Kohanim. But it's really interesting to think about what would it mean that the source for the mitzvah of avilut, the mitzvah to grieve or to mourn, comes from here, this funny story, because it doesn't sound like a mitzvah, right? Right, Aharon says, I don't know if I'm in the mood to eat these korbanot right now. I don't know if this is where we're at. And Moshe is like, you know what, you're probably right. That doesn't sound, like usually a mitzvah is Hashem says, do this, you know, don't wear shatnez, eat matzah. And here we have this funny story. It was kind of Aharon's idea. And this is really telling concerning the fact that according to many positions, right, what's called the Shitav Baalei HaTosafot, Avilut is not deraita altogether, right? The whole thing is a derabanan construct. And even according to Rambam, it's going to say Doraita, the source is this weird story where it was kind of, I don't know, Dirabanan, so to speak, right? Invented by Aharon Moshe, who introduces it, who realized that maybe this is what Hashem would ask for. I think it sort of fits well into the kind of what we're talking about. There's probably a reason why, again, according to this view in the Rambam, why the mitzvah of Avelut, of grieving, comes from this story where it emerges from Aharon's own emotional experience. Because at some point, Avelut has so much to do with what we need in order to process through our grief. Right? The reason why we have in the Torah, we have in our tradition, all these rituals around how we grieve, stems from the fact that it's something that we need. And that's perhaps why, again, according to the Rambam, the source of the mitzvah of Avelut comes from a personal emotional experience. This has this idea has maybe a halakha ramification that we are... there's a principle of Mikilin Be'eva. We are lenient in the rules of Avelut because we understand that what Avelut is for is to give us the framing that we need to grieve the loss that we've experienced. And something to be mindful of. For those who have the opportunity to study the Chod Avelut, this really sort of holds true the whole way through. Everybody should have a really wonderful day.